Adam, you're muted, bud.
Adam's muted, yeah.
Welcome back. Sorry, I'm muted.
There you go.
Hi. Nice silent entrance. So yeah, we've got a ton of dead stormtroopers and one more left to go. What do you want to do? This guy's like took a hit at Gunner and then kind of like is standing there holding his baton.
Can I finish him off myself?
Yeah, like anybody can go. So
Sergeant, okay. May I suggest we leave one alive? Maybe he has pertinent information.
Yes. I'm still gonna take a offensive attack on him.
Okay.
Wait, sure. So rather than keeping him alive, you're just gonna kill him?
No, that's not what I said.
Can I like roll this like stun first?
Well, you guys as a group need to decide who's taking this first initiative slot.
I can't hear what's Caitlin saying. I'm sorry.
I didn't say I was going to kill him.
Okay, cool. I thought you said you were going to attack him.
It's like an attack move, but I clarified like it's like an attack posture, you know?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm down with that.
Okay. So who's taking the slot?
Me.
Gunner's doing that. Okay. Yeah.
And what are you going to do with your action, Gunner?
I'm going to try and hold him at the throat with my knife.
Yeah, just like point your vibro sword at him.
So I'm going to take out my like smaller combat knife and like get him from behind. Do I have to roll for it or can I just do it?
Yeah, I mean the two of you are like you're still technically like fighting. You're still fighting with each other, so.
Okay, there are no advantage dice because I went last, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I'll just roll for my... I'll just roll for my sword.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just make another attack. And you can say when you, like, you can, if you want to try to just, like, disarm him or knock him down or, like, get him out of the fight without killing him, you can.
Yeah, I'll set my sword to stun at him.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Well, it's certainly a skilled enough attack that you can, like, disarm him and knock him down without killing him.
Okay, so after he hits with the baton, I just stand there as if I've taken no damage. And then I sidestep towards him. And then very quickly I get behind his back and I take out my smaller knife and I just hold it to his throat like that. And I look over at the commander.
Okay, yeah, you got the edge of the knife like up under his helmet.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tara, Gunner's looking at you like, got him, what do we do now?
So I'm gonna kind of slowly walk over to this stormtrooper. Now, what is the state of this stormtrooper? Is he like frozen in fear?
He's standing still. Like he's dropped his baton.
Okay. So I'm going to walk up to him and kind of go, look, it's clear we got off on the wrong foot. We have a delivery to make and we're going to make it. Now, as you can see, there was some accidents that occurred when you tried to check our cart here. There was an explosion and five of your friends were knocked out, possibly killed. Very sad. Your report may want to mention that. What we're going to do is we're going to go into the city and you're going to keep breathing and you're going to let everyone know what happened here with the explosion in the cart so we can deliver this and all of us win. And I'm going to kind of wait to see, kind of feel out how he's feeling about this.
Okay. So there's like a long pause and he...
Commander, a word?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so you turn, like walk over to...
I'm out of earshot of the stormtrooper.
Okay.
I might stay behind with the stormtrooper to guarantee his compliance.
I kind of narrow my eyes and just nod.
Affirmative.
And walk back over.
So I walk up to the stormtrooper behind him, put where I stand behind, like, you know, like this. And I have one, like, my blaster arm is like right in his back.
So I'm going to kind of look back at the stormtrooper and said, now, I know the explosion knocked you back and you hit your head. You don't remember all the details. We're going to leave our droid here to help clean up and make sure that everything gets remembered properly.
And yeah, let's make a coercion roll. Let's see if you can coerce this guy. It's going to be three purple dice.
Wow.
And I'm gonna throw a dark side point on this one.
He's pretty hard to convince with a knife to his throat, huh?
That's right. Stormtrooper doesn't give a fuck.
I'm like pressing it against him so he feels it.
Yeah, and taking advantage from, I mean, you take two advantage, one from each of the helpers.
So two blue die?
Yeah, two blue dice, and then three purple and one upgrade on his side.
One upgrade on dark side.
Yeah, on the dark side. Yeah.
Okay. And then coercion?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's a moment where, you know, you're having a stare down with this stormtrooper's like helmet. And you take a strain. And then finally he says, he's like, fine, I'll go along with your lies, alien scum.
Kill him anyway.
I like give him a really good kick in the knees, so he like falls to the ground.
Yeah.
In the back of the kneecap.
Yeah, you push him to the ground.
with holding all of my hatred for this racist, I'll kind of nod at him, look at Kestrel and Gunner, and make sure I'll look over to E3 and kind of just go. Make sure you maintain radio contact. If anything changes, let us know immediately.
Affirmative.
And at that point, very interested in knowing what all the people, how many people are watching us? What do they look like? What's going on? Because we're in a line right now. There's Like, what's the whole situation in our perimeter here?
Go ahead.
We have the plan all figured out. I'm going to grab one of the blasters that the one of like his, I guess his, all of them are holding blasters. Is that true?
They were, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to grab his blaster. I'm going to see if I can do a mechanics check to make sure it doesn't work and give it back to him. So he looks like he's standing guard.
Okay. All right. So you just want to give him a disarmed weapon.
Exactly.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's no problem.
So I do I need to make a check or anything, or I can just do that?
No, you can just deactivate it. Yeah.
So I just go take out like some energy coil.
Yeah.
To him, and I look at the stormtrooper and I say, if there's any disruption in the plan, you can be assured that that blaster will malfunction and blow your hands off.
Nice. Yeah, he doesn't respond. He just kind of like holds a helmet to watch you.
Here, I hand it to him. Take it.
He just like snatches it from you. Okay. So you look back and you see, I think the most immediate, like the people that saw you, there's a Deveronian. He's like, they're these like red skinned dudes with like big horns. And he's sitting on the back of like a pack animal, and, it's pulling a couple of like carts behind it. And, he's just kind of like sitting up on here, like holding the reins nervously. And he like kind of like makes eye contact with you.
So I just kind of like move a little bit closer to him, and I'm like, what do you know? The gate's clear.
He kind of like looks around and shakes his head and like says something in Deveronian. You don't understand. He seems like very nervous.
I'm like, what do you know? All our problems disappeared.
How convenient for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, do we need to, like, they're not going to, like, rat us out or anything? Like, do we need to, like, check with, I mean, because I'm sure that there were, you know, quite a few people who just saw what happened. I don't know if there's, like, a, you know, do we need to go to each person individually and, like, talk to them?
I mean, I think it's probably.
Here's a card of free stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you...
Or Gunner could just kill them all.
Send them all first.
Kill all the people that just saw us, and then kill all the people that saw
exactly.
that.
And then kill everyone in the multi-hour line. That's right. Let's just bomb the planet. Screw
gotta
it.
Gotta kill the forest.
Mission success.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can talk to the dude more, or you can just like ditch and like run out into the city and hide, right? Because like there are more stormtroopers on the way, like no question, more stormtroopers are on the way to this location.
They right. don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. We have a plan.
I mean, one of the stormtroopers does, and there's cameras.
That's true, but yeah, Z3 is with him, and he can get that sorted out. So none of the people in line should know who we are. You guys didn't even give your names. I did, but it wouldn't matter. So I think we could probably just continue on. Like try to get at this point, we should probably try to be quicker and maybe speed up a little bit. But I think we can just keep going.
If there's more stormtroopers coming here, why are we leaving Zed behind?
I think Z3 is more just making sure that this stormtrooper doesn't like immediately turn around and radio the whole situation. My assumption, and Z3, do whatever you want, but Tower was going to radio to Z3 walking away and kind of be like, you know, find a quiet area, stun him, hide the body, and meet back up with us as fast as possible. Basically make sure that stormtrooper kind of gets the rest of the traffic flowing, and then we remove him from the picture.
There's already five other stormtrooper bodies that are here that, like, they're dead.
Yeah, like, what's so, one more, exactly?
Yeah. Well,
that's true, but what the thinking here is that we could make the stormtrooper that's alive radio back that there was an explosion on a cart, they need more stormtroopers, everything's fine, then we remove him from the picture, the other stormtroopers show up, clear out the bodies because they think that there was just some accident, and keep everything going. That way there won't be like this big call to action, hey, we have intruders, blah, 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 blah. You know, kind of just make sure everything's smooth.
Some of those bodies were sliced in half.
Hey,
mine has like metal pieces everywhere.
Yeah, right. I heard there was a crazy Boffin. I don't know.
Ah, yes, Boffin serial killer.
They got fangs and claws, you know.
That's true. They're horrifying.
I mean, how would they know to send more stormtroopers then? Like, if no one's called or anything, then how would they know?
Z3 could monitor a call, like tell him to, you know, like basically, and again, Zeke. Opinions here, like whatever you want to do. Like, what are you thinking, Zeke?
Quick question, Adam.
Yes.
You know how like C-3PO could like imitate sounds and voices?
Yeah.
Can I imitate like this stormtrooper's voice? Just like playback of what he's already said.
Yeah, you can record and playback stuff. Yeah.
I still don't. I mean, I don't understand how there's stormtroopers that are on the way here. Like, they don't know anything happened. Unless this guy calls and says, you know, something happened. Why don't we just, like...
Yeah, what attracted the other stormtroopers?
Just not like, the first guy move calm. The bodies and then just, like, let the people in, like...
Oh, they're... It's a security checkpoint. There's cameras.
Yeah, but then they would have seen... They would have seen all of what just happened anyway.
Yes. So, yeah, yeah. I
mean, what's
the
point
of, like, the stealthiness?
Yes, there are definitely security cameras.
So there's cameras that saw everything that happened. They saw us like kill five stormtroopers already. So I mean, we could just like stun this bro and then just like book it.
Well, I mean, if the word is already out, I don't see any reason not to do that. Like if it's assumed that the cameras were monitored remotely and that now everyone knows what's going on and they're after us, like at that point we just need to be as fast as possible.
Right. Can we, is there anyone near us that's carrying, like fabric or like clothing items that we could,
if you want to spend a destiny point, that Deveronian can be like a textiles merchant.
Cause I think, I mean, if we could like grab some disguise type things, maybe, I don't know if that will help.
Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Okay. So yeah. Do we want to use then a destiny point and then just get new disguises from this guy to make it harder for the stormtroopers to find us?
After we make sure we're out of the camera's range.
Right. let's shoot the cameras that are near us first.
Okay.
Are there like Empire rebel teams or just like pirates that I know their name?
What's that? Like, oh, just like you want to disguise yourself as someone specific?
Yeah, I just want to like tell the stormtrooper, like, this is your lucky day, thanks to like the higher order of Empire Rebel crew.
So what do you, you want to come up with a name of a,
like a band of assassins or something.
Right. Yeah. Some like non-rebel, non-empire, like just scum and villainy types. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Make an underworld, role. It's like one of the knowledges, I think.
And real quick while we're doing that, Zeke, when you asked to stay behind with them, like what was your thinking that you would be doing? What is your thinking on what's happening now?
Should I use difficulty for that, Adam?
Just difficulty one.
Can I give her advantage?
I mean, if he would ask, yeah.
Okay. Well, because I have like, I'm not like super great, but I have three greens in underworld.
Can I have the advantage?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask like, hey, Z3, like, what's the name of a important gang, then.
Yeah, I guess I ask like a bit more discreet though. You know, like, what's right. The sect of our organization again?
what are we called?
checking the logs. Beep boop boop beep boop.
Okay, so how'd you do on the roll there? Can I...
Let's see.
Three advantage.
Okay, so no successes. So you can't think of one that would like fit the situation right now. The first one to come to mind is the Black Sun. So that's like the only one you can think of. You're having kind of like a bit of a, like a brain problem. But these are like big. The Black Sun's like huge. You could tell them that, but if word gets out you're pretending to be part of the Black Sun, it's like that might cause more problems.
Okay, yeah. So in that case, I just look over at Talra, and I wait for him to like nod at me to end this guy's life. All right, Dita's done. And I toss his body over to the side so I can just walk through it.
You just kill him, or are you gonna like knock him out? Or, yeah, and so just cut his throat. All right, cool.
Like, he's just killed five guys. Why?
So, yeah,
I'm not fine. The bad guy.
Killing is not a bad thing in Star Wars. It's fine. Stormtroopers get killed all the time. It's their job. Okay. All right. So, did you want to spend that? Do you want to spend that point to get costumes?
Yeah. Okay. After we've already dealt with the cameras, right?
Yeah. Gunner cuts the stormtrooper's throat. Somebody else shoots out the cameras, and then just anybody just spend a. Spend a point so that it moves the destiny over to me.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay, cool.
I do use light side, right?
Yeah, use light side. Yeah, so the Deveronian, like, you notice his cart, one of his carts is, like, full of like, yeah, like, clothes. Like, he's bringing them in from maybe a village he lives in or something, that he's crafted them there. And do you just start, like, taking them out of the cart?
No, I, you know, walk up to him and say, so, do you mind if we trade you this wonderful cart of metallic goods for four, or I guess we only need three disguises, right? Because the droid, it would look weird to see a droid in like a robe.
It caused quite stir last time when they saw an Imperial droid. I suggest I cover myself like a Jawa.
How do they know that he's Imperial? Because they saw like a marking, or?
I think it's the type.
It's less that it was like, oh, this is an Imperial droid and that's illegal or whatever. Like, Zeke existing is fine. This kind of droid is all over the place. It was more, hey, you're a Bothan. Fuck you. Let's find an excuse to give you shit.
Okay.
Right? Where it was like, oh, no, this looks like one of our droids. Isn't this? This is an Imperial droid, right? Yeah, yeah, bud. This is totally an Imperial droid. What are you doing, Imperial droid, man?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So he doesn't really need a disguise then. Okay, because I mean, we don't need this cart of crap, so I'll just be like, you know, you can take anything that you want from this in exchange for three items of clothing for my friends and I.
Do you still have your gun like in your hand?
Yeah, just at the side.
Okay, yeah. He looks, he's looking at the gun and he's like, no, no shoot. No, you take. And like gesturing to the cart.
Thanks. I knew we could come to an agreement. And I just put my gun like in my holster.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. So you get some, you get some costumes. And you you dress up like Felucian villagers.
Yay.
Okay. And then you, where do you go?
I get dressed up too, right?
I assume, yeah, they wrap you up.
Okay. And, okay. And so, because I was on camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I assume you do that.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's true.
Okay.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. All right, so yeah, where do you go? I mean, I know you, you slip stealthily away into the city, but do you have a target in mind or you just get away for now?
Well, because how do we know where we're supposed to meet the guy? That, our contact, we don't, or
that was, yeah, actually so in, my, like, do we know in, yeah,
yeah, it's today, it's in like, you have to just like lay low for a few hours and then you can go and meet
well, we're meeting a woman contact.
Yep, you are.
Okay, that was it. Okay, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we don't know where to go specifically.
Oh, that was my next question. Do we have any?
Oh yeah, you know where to meet, you know where to meet. Oh, her.
Okay, well then I guess we go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you, you, we see you like disappear off into the city and try to like make your way out. And we diagonal wipe to, it's still quite early in the morning, we diagonal wipe to the inside of a like really nicely appointed apartment. There's a big like a four-poster bed and it's like a bird cage in one corner. And we see like a little like songbird kind of like sitting on a perch. And then there's a, it's like dark, there's light coming through the slatted blinds. There's like a beeping sound of a calm, and the, someone who's lying in the bed wakes up and he sits up, and it's like a guy in his early 30s. He's got like a bit of a like receding hairline. There's someone sleeping next to him, and she like starts to wake up, and he's like kind of puts his hand out like to calm her, and he picks up the calm. We don't hear the other end of the call, but he says, he's like, what's that? Yes, I understand. The South Gate, you say? Hmm. Yes, we'll send some troopers. We can't have the bloody aliens parading around the place. Secure the area. No. No, keep an eye on them. Yes, that's right. I think... Right, yes, sir. And he hangs up. And the woman next to him is like, oh, who's that? And he's like, oh, no worry, love. Back to sleep. And he kind of like... reached over to like sort of like crest her shoulder as he gets up, and we follow him over to his like cabinet, and he like opens it up, and we see like an Imperial Security Bureau uniform hanging from a hook, and he picks it up and kind of looks at it, and we see him in the morning light, like he grins, and he walks away to go get dressed. So we can, if y'all want, we can jump to we can jump to you like at your meeting. We can jump to you meeting the place or whatever. Cause it's not like, I don't know, they're going to go looking for you, but I think you can probably lay low for at least as long as it takes to get to the meeting.
Okay. I'm going to grab my gun back from Tara also, since it's like stamped with my military number.
Yep. And I'm going to get my normal pistol that I so gracefully handled when it was thrown to me.
Right.
It looks the exact same as my gun, except it's missing the numbers like 42069.
Pistols, yeah, pistols spend a lot of time on the ground in this game. the city, inside the city of Felucia, there's a lot of like three and four story buildings. There's a lot of like shade that's sort of created. All the buildings are quite close together. And there's a fungus and moss kind of like growing all over the like corners of these buildings. They have droids that come and like try to clean them out, but the place is so damp that they just like inevitably grow back. So most buildings have like a layer of some kind of like fungal growth on it. You see like sort of spores growing in corners of buildings. There are lots of shops and cantinas and everything. It's like a full like city. And there's a big market in the middle of the city. And on the horizon, sort of in the distance, when you first come in through the haze of the dawn light, there's one building that's like way out of place. It's a big like black stone kind of pyramid looking building. And it's, I mean, you'd recognize these buildings anyway. The architecture is pure Imperial. It's the Imperial Consulate on Felucia. So that's where all the stormtroopers are going to be garrisoned. So all the bad shit goes down. But thankfully it's on kind of the other end of town from where you're at. So I guess before you go to the meeting, are there any precautions you want to take? Is there anything you want to do before you go to the coordinates that you have for your meeting?
I think maybe I should go like a couple of hours before it begins. Just like scope out the place and see if like someone's standing in the same spot for too long, or see if I can overhear anything.
Yeah, you can go check it out first if that's a thing. What do the rest of the group think?
I think that's good.
Yep, I think that'd be just fine.
Okay.
I mean, I bet like other people could also spot. I could like leave my binoculars to someone.
Okay. So how about Zed and Tara are hanging low, and then the Gunner and I will go and scout out the place and look for any irregularities.
May I suggest, Sergeant, that I do not power myself down again?
We're going to try and avoid powering you down again. That's, yes, sir.
So that's a good for you. You just like keep powering him on and off all day. Yeah. That's really hell on his batteries.
No.
Okay.
Just cycle your droid.
All right, so Gunner, Gunner and Cassie, you're going to go check this place out?
Yep.
Okay. All right. It doesn't take you too long to find it. It's not too difficult. You make it to the location, and it looks like from the outside, it looks like a cantina. It looks like a bar basically. It's the bottom floor is just wide open. There's like struts that hold up the second and third floor, and the bottom floor is just like tables all laid out. There's a little courtyard area, and on the inside, there's a central kind of pillar with like drink materials laid out all around it, and then a bar that comes around that. There's a woman of some indeterminate near human race. She's like a peach color, and she's playing some kind of strange like harp like instrument. She's got three arms playing this instrument, and there's some people sitting around talking, and there's a droid that's moving from table to table pouring some kind of like hot like beverage, like coffee or something, into these little like glass cups that people have on their table. Unlike outside the city, the majority of the crowd here is human. A diverse crowd of different kinds of humans, but very few aliens. And if you do see any aliens, they're like, I think maybe you see a table with two like Duras at it sitting by themselves, like talking. And they seem kind of like nervous, like they're looking around. But the place is pretty open, very like public looking. So what do you want to do?
Okay. Well, because you're named after a bird, Cass, I feel like it makes sense if you're in the air. So do you want to watch from a building above, and I'll try and watch from inside?
Sure. Yeah, I'll find a vantage point somewhere nearby.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think that you can like get into an alley and climb up on top of a building or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. A lot of the buildings around this cantina, it seems sort of centrally located in like a bit of an open space. A lot of these buildings have laundry lines strung between them. And so you climb up onto a building, and it's actually someone's like sort of balcony next to their house. There's some potted plants sitting around the edge, and you can come up to the edge and like, get a good clear shot down, and you can see the big open area. I'm imagining kind of like a Moroccan kind of vibe to the place, like very cluttered and like lots of sort of sandstone looking buildings. Mm-hmm. Gunnar, what are you doing? You want to approach the crowd?
Yeah, I guess I'm wearing like weird. Did we make clothes out of the textiles?
No, yeah, the Diveronian had some clothes. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'm wearing like some weird outfit. I still have, though, I have like some kind of military, like very tight black jumpsuit on under it, but it's like covered up by the garments pretty well. So I just kind of have like a lot of stuff layered on me, like a poncho. So I'm pretty much going to cautiously walk up to the bar and go inside. But without looking like I'm doing so cautiously.
Sure. Yeah. So you're just like walking up, keeping an eye on things. Okay. Yeah. You don't see the bartender. Like the bar is kind of like the bar in the middle is open, but you can see all the way through and into the bar from here.
Okay. So I start.
There's a big sign. You can see a big sign over the bar once you come like under the sort of overhang. It's like a painted wooden sign, and it says Mallow's on it.
So I start looking around to see if, you know, I kind of like turns, like lean against the bar or something to make it look like I'm waiting for someone just for a second. And while I'm doing that, I try and see if anyone's like watching me or if anyone looks like they're watching this area.
Sure. Yeah. Make a perception check for me. Let's say difficulty two.
All right, two difficulty.
Okay. I mean, this is a wide open place. There's a lot of people around. You do take two strain. You feel like there are a lot of people watching you. But because you got a success, none of them seem to be like out of the ordinary. There are people that are curious. You're like, oh, outsider, newcomer, like somebody I don't recognize. But they're not surveilling you. They're just nosy.
Okay. I just kind of like grab my dog tags under my poncho. And I like look at my arm as if like, oh, they're not here yet. And I walk into the bar. Mm-hmm. The same thing inside the bar.
Okay. Yeah. Same thing. And I think that as you get closer to the bar, you hear a voice, the bar, like shout to you, it's in Huddies. So we get subtitles, but they're like, hey, stranger, come to the bar, get a drink. And you look up and you can see that he's come around the other side now. There's this massive grayish hut that's like slithered up to the bar. He's got big yellow green eyes and he's like a little fez perched on top of his sweaty head. He's like, you look thirsty, stranger, and he like gestures for you to like come over.
I kind of shoot him like a really cold look, like not a glare, but just like, you know, like I'm here for business or something like that, and I go to take a seat somewhere.
Yeah, okay, so you just like turn and like walk away from him. He's he laughs. He's like, okay, tough guy, all right. He's like, even tough guys got a drink. And he goes to like, he starts like moving like bottles around and like just pouring a drink. You go and sit down.
I like cast some on comms that so far I don't see anything in here.
All right, I'll keep scanning outside. Can I see into the, you said there, how many levels is this building?
There are two levels additionally above it. They have balconies like around them. It's like a little tower almost, but on like stilts. Yeah. So the second level has some balconies. They have people sitting out on them. And they have like hookahs at the tables. So there's this little like sort of cloud of smoke around the second level. Mm-hmm. And then the third level has windows, but they're all shut. You can't see into the third level.
Okay. Cool. Do I need to do like any kind of like perception check or whatever to see if there's anything out of the ordinary? I notice like people who are
from your perspective. Yeah.
Stuff, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Go for it. Same difficulty, but since you have a higher vantage, you've got like a good shot of the whole area. Take a boost die.
So a blue one and a purple one.
A blue one and two purple.
Two purple. Okay.
Yes.
And then perception.
Right. So same thing, stressful situation. So take the two strain. But yeah, you don't, you know, it looks like people give the place like a decently wide berth. There's a lot of foot traffic. It's a place where it would be easy to go to be unnoticed. Like there's a lot of people around. But you don't see anything suspicious. Nobody seems to have followed Gunner in, anything like that. It seems pretty safe.
Okay. So then on comms, I just radio over to Gunner and say, looks all clear from out here.
I'll check the upper two levels to go fast, and then you just want to wait here until somebody gets here?
Yeah, I'll stay nearby just in case you need me to run in.
All right, sounds good. And then I do the same thing in the second, third level.
Okay. Yeah, there's stairs heading up to the next level, but there's a battered old like 3PO droid standing in front of the stairs.
I ignore the droid and I go to walk up the stairs.
Okay, he kind of like stands in the way and he's like, I'm sorry, sir, this area is VIP only.
If only this was Knight's house right now. I just say understood and I go back and I sit down.
Okay. And when you go to sit down, the hut has made his way over to your table. And he's holding like a martini glass with something like smoking in it. And he puts it down on the table in front of you and he's like, on the house, tough guy. And he kind of like leans over and like puts a waddled like arm on the table. And he's like, so what's your story?
Just wait in here for my girl. She'll definitely enjoy this.
And he looks around and he's like, oh, I see. Yes, many girls here. Not so much this time of day, but wait until night. Very busy. Lots of girls for handsome young tough guy. And he like slaps you on the back.
Nothing I haven't heard before, sir.
And he looks down at the drink. He's like, okay, tough guy, you enjoy. You need anything else, let Malo know. And he like slimes back over towards the bar.
I can't help but like just like a sly smile like comes over my face, you know. Like, yep. Definitely didn't learn this one in training.
Yeah, and the drink appears to be like something. It's like something blue that's like smoking. Like it's got like dry ice in it, and it's like about a third of the glass is like worms just like wriggling around at the bottom.
Is that normal?
For a hut, maybe.
Or if you're Zeke.
Yeah. Or if you're Zeke.
You know, I guess I take a drink of it anyways.
It's a blue Ezekiel. You never had one of those.
It'll knock you on your ass.
Cool. Okay. So, is there any other surveillance of the area that y'all want to do?
I guess I'm not inside, but is there a way that we can find out how to get in the VIP area? Like, I don't know if we'll need to or not. I don't know if the person that we're meeting.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be a VIP to be allowed into the area.
Okay. So, I was just on the radio. Radio over to Gunner and say, is there any way you could get to the second and third floor? Did you find a way?
It was a droid that stopped me. He didn't think I looked VIP enough to make it upstairs.
Have you seen anyone go up or down, come down from the second floor?
I'll keep an eye out to see what kind of people are getting past. Maybe I'll stop one of them, try and get in with them.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
I guess if I see like a girl come downstairs, I'll wait for over. I'll remove my outer poncho.
Give her the drink. Remove the outer poncho. Hello, it's me.
That's how you know. It's a sign in the future that someone's ready to derail my poncho. They remove the outer poncho. This is when the David Attenborough voiceover comes in.
Yeah, right.
See, as the mercenary removes his outer poncho to signal to the females he's ready to mate. So you take off your poncho so that you can look cool, and I think you see a couple of actually the harpist, the harp player, and another woman. This one just like a regular type human. She's wearing like a functionary's like uniform. She looks like a bureaucrat or something. The two of them are talking and kind of like laughing, and they walk over to the droid, and the droid like looks like he's gonna step out of their way to go up to the VIP area.
Okay, I guess I run over to them. And so even though like I look like a cool soldier and everything, you know, I haven't really had that much human contact since I've been absorbed in the military for so long.
Sure.
So I try my best. I say to the harpist, like, wow, great jizz music, ma'am. I got this drink for you.
So her friend kind of like rolls her eyes. And with one of the woman's like three arms, she takes the drink and kind of like looks at it. And she giggles. And they both, she looks at it and she sort of like sets it down on a table nearby. And she's like, thank you, I appreciate that. But she looks at it, I'm going to have to say no to the drink.
Well, you going upstairs? Where are you headed?
They kind of like look at each other and she's like, yes, we were going upstairs.
I lean my wall. If there's like a staircase and I grab it, flexing my
I was also going to go upstairs.
Is it that way?
Yeah, I came from over there and now I'm going that way.
Not a representation of male flirting.
Is this or not? That works. Oh man. All right. Well, let's make a charm roll. Let's see if they're charmed by your intense arm flexing.
I have no charm at all. So I don't even know what the highest I can roll is.
So charm, I'm gonna say,
does a drink help?
No.
She didn't drink it.
Yeah, she's like, thanks.
She set it down.
Put it over here.
I think you were supposed to slowly approach her and ask her if you could holler at her.
Chad had a good one. You guys get tickets to the Gunner show?
Oh, that's so
good. That's really good.
That's awesome. They call me Gunner. You know why? Boom.
They got Gunners.
So, because I'm sponsored by an eyeglass company. You can make a charm roll at a difficulty, let's say difficulty 3.
Oh God, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think this is important enough to use a destiny dice, but.
No. All right, so it's a flat neutral, which means you don't get the thing you wanted. So I think that they see you like flexing and stuff. And the functionary says to the harpist, she's like, Shelba, we should really go. They're waiting for us. And the harpist laughs and she's like, but he's so cute. and her friend is like, she rolls her eyes. She's like, you can stay down here if you want. And then she turns to you, the harpist turns to you, and like with two of her like four arms, she like caresses, or two of her three arms, she like caresses your face. And she's like, maybe next time, sweetheart. And they turn and like go past the droid.
I walk away a bit and I say on comms, hey Cass, you any good with people?
Most every person I've ever met.
You wanna try getting up to VIP?
I'll give it a shot. So I guess climb down from the balcony I've perched myself on and
sure.
Make my way inside.
I grab the drink so we don't have to rebuy another one of our lunch.
We're just carrying around this drink.
So you pick up your drink, you turn around and Malo was watching the whole thing and he chuckles and he's like, better luck next time, tough guy. and then I think when you come in, Malo's big frog-like eyes kind of like see you, and he turns to you, Gunner, and he's like, I think your lady friend's here, tough guy. And he like points, and you see Kes coming in.
Nah, she's just my sister, man.
he laughs. He's like, oh, sister, huh? Maybe you introduce us.
Maybe later. Maybe we'll see how she likes your drink.
Yeah, he like... Yeah, his tongue. I was gonna say he does the gross Java like mouth lick thing with his big puppet tongue.
Oh God! All right.
So yeah, he slimes back to doing his own thing.
I nod to Cass and I pass the drink off to her.
Smells like battery acid.
What is this? Where did you get this drink from?
I think the bartender was crushing on me.
Hmm. Do you know who that is? Is it just the bartender?
Some guy named Mato? What was his name? Was it just JP's name with an M?
His name's Malo.
Oh, Malo.
Malo.
This place is called Malo's. Let's go talk to... I'm going to go talk to the hut. So I make my way over to the bar holding this martini glass of battery acid with worms.
Okay.
Delicious.
For the drink, first of all.
Yeah.
I think he chuckles.
He chuckles. He's like, it's a drink. It's for drinking. Tough guy here is confused.
Probably this isn't something native to our homeland. Not sure what this liquid is.
He leans over in the bar. He's like, oh, not from around here, huh? Where are you from?
Oh, you know, here and there. I like to travel a lot.
He's like, have you ever been to Nal Hutta? Beautiful planet. Covered in huts, though. It's the worst.
I have not. had the fortune to travel to your planet. No.
And he chuckles and he says, it's probably for the best. Someone would try and enslave you, pretty girl like you.
Yeah, that hasn't happened before. So listen, there's the second floor over here. I was, my brother wanted to go talk to the harpist who made her way upstairs. Is there a way that we can, work out a deal?
And he tense his fat fingers and he's like, oh, work out a deal. I think so. Upstairs, it's for my close personal friends. And he like puts his arms out. He's like, I'm always looking to make new friends. Kind of like adjusts his little fez. He's like, sit down, have a drink. And he like looks at the drink.
Can I trade this for maybe a whiskey sour?
Yeah. And he's like, okay, you don't like the house specialty. I understand. And he takes it and he like throws it over his shoulder and you hear it like smash on the floor behind him. Like he's like, it's garbage anyway. And and he like pours both of you a less like noxious drink and puts them up on the table.
All right. So I guess we sit down.
Yeah. So let's.
They're like blobs.
What's that?
I said, do they sit?
No, he doesn't sit. He just kind of like sits down on his own weight. Like they're basically a big slug with like little arms.
Yeah, it's like a garbage bag like settling.
He's a garbage bag full of hamburger, pretty much. So yeah, so we just
like, I am ready.
Yeah, you wanna try to charm Malo the Hutt?
Well, yeah, because we need to get up. I want to see what's upstairs. There's secrets up there, and I want to know.
Yeah, he just wants you to hang out, make friends with him. Yeah. So, make a charm roll.
Okay. What dice do I need?
You can take an advantage die from Gunner's help.
Okay. So one blue.
And then he's not exactly a Hutt crime lord or anything. Let's say three difficulty.
Okay.
Yeah.
And charm.
Yep. Okay. So he's not so easily charmed. You spend like, an hour or so hanging out with Malo. And you get to the point where you can see that he's just kind of like keeping you around to talk to him. And he's not really, you're not getting to the like, okay, let's be VIPs now place.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think we get it. Like we cut back in on him talking about like, He's holding up a hand mirror and he's like, what do you think? You think I could grow a mustache? And he keeps like looking at him. He's like, I think I'd look great with a mustache. And he's just like talking about himself to anyone who will listen, which happens to be you now.
While he's talking, do I notice people like flashing a card to get upstairs or anything like that?
No, the droid seems to recognize people on site.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, he is the guest list built into his database. Yeah,
that makes sense. Okay. Well, so I guess I just keep chatting it up with him. Is there? I don't know. I mean, I guess I failed the charm roll already, so I don't know what.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so you can't. You're not going to be able to charm your way in. Like he's overloading your charmingness with his own. Like he's just like, I'm not paying any attention to being charmed.
Right.
So your other options here would be to coerce or deceive him, right? So if you make up a lie that would get you up there, or if you threaten him, basically.
Okay.
Or you can negotiate. You can try to bribe him, right? But that might offend him. Right? He might just be like, whoa.
Yeah. Can I try coercion? Can I try and, or I guess deception would be if I wanted to lie to him?
Yeah, deception is lying. What's the lie? What do you tell him?
So is Gunner also the same table as us?
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting up at the bar.
Okay, cool. So how's your deception? Because I have two green, which isn't. I don't know if yours is better than that.
I'm pretty sure I only have two green.
Okay, cool. So I'll just look at Malo and tell him, look, it's been really great talking with you. Having a great time. Thank you for the drinks. We really have to get going. We're on a kind of a tight schedule. And, the harpist that I mentioned to you earlier, she happens to, this is kind of awkward to talk about, but she happens to owe us a little bit of money. So we'd really love to be able to have a short, friendly conversation with her just to remind her of, just a reminder of the debt that's owed. And we don't have, you know, we don't want any trouble or anything like that. We just have to talk to her for a second. So if you wouldn't mind letting the droid get us upstairs for just maybe 2 minutes, no more.
I think he puts his hands up and he's like, oh, owes you money. Malo's is not a good place for a short, friendly conversation. I don't want any trouble here.
Malo, please. We're friends. We've been talking for so long. You would look great with a mustache. You and I both know it.
I'm not
really. We're friends now. It's really okay.
And he rubs his chin. He rubs his face where his chin would be if he had one. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, and you can see him like kind of like trying to figure it out. Make that deception roll.
Okay. Do I leave the same dice or?
Yes. Yeah, because it's the same. It's against his. His willpower. Okay, so yeah, he's put off, and so you're getting to the point where like now your only venue is gonna be to like threaten him if you want to get up there. But he's like, maybe you can wait down here till she comes back. She won't be up there long. Talk to her when she leaves. That way we keep danger out of Malo's house, huh?
I have my gun like kind of in my clothing here, you know, and like I kind of like motion for it and I say like, we don't want this to be any more than it already is. We just want to talk to her for a couple minutes.
Right. So you're like, yeah, don't make her problems your problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he looks hurt when you, as much as a hut can, I guess, when you're like, yeah, but I got a gun. What if, and make your coercion roll.
Can I get advantage?
Yeah, of course, because you're doing it. It's a thing you're doing together.
Is it three difficulties?
Yep. Still? Three purple, yeah. Poor guy. Okay. So you're like, look, man. So what was it? You just like show him your gun and we're like, don't make this any more difficult.
I just gotta, like, motion for it. Yeah, I like barely show it to him.
Yeah, and he scowls and shakes his head and he's like, what is this? What is this galaxy coming to? And he shakes his head. I left the Hutt planet so I wouldn't have to deal with scum like you. I thought we were friends. Fine, just make it quick and don't kill anybody. And he like shakes his head. Kind of like worms away from you. And he gives you the go ahead to go upstairs.
I get up to go and then I turn around. And I walk back to the bar and I just grab my drink and I go back upstairs.
The drink you haven't drank yet? Or you're the other one he gave you.
No, the like whiskey sour.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you take it and when you walk up to the droid kind of like shuffles out of your way so you can go upstairs.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. So when you get upstairs, it's a lot like quieter up here. The music has been replaced by just like quiet conversation. There are low tables with like pillows around them where people are sitting. There are like hookahs at each table, like water pipes. And there's light coming in through these like fabric curtains that are up around the balconies. So you can kind of come and go. But it's quite quiet up here. And there's sort of a smokiness to the air. You see the harpist and the woman she was with talking. You see a few other people dressed like they look like they're government officials or like local business people, and they're like merchants and people that look like fairly rich. Like there's a decently upper class crowd in here.
Okay. Do we maybe want to take a break before we get into the next kind of part, I guess?
Sure. Yeah. Now's as good a place as any, I think. Okay, cool. So we'll grab a break here. And when we get back, I want to catch up with what Z3 and the Bothan have been up to while hiding out in Felucia. So stick around. We got another hour of Star Wars Bounce Power when we get back.